You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
You are listening to
Spit in your ear.
Oh,
see. And this is IT.
We've been away for, this is our first episode in 4 weeks. Super exciting stuff. And because you've missed us for so long, and because you've missed us so much, that doesn't make any sense, for so long, we're going to make it up to you with an extra special guest. Today we have, are we doing a drum roll? Black Pontiac! So, that song that you just heard is not by Black Pontiac, because we didn't want to, you know, we need to keep, we can't spoil anything, we're doing a bit of edging today, so we'll play our Black Pontiac picks right after, but yeah, this is Black Pontiac. As usual, I am your host, Lana, and I'm joined by Natalie and Kiana. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. And then we have
Matt on the lead vocals.
Avery on the bass.
Mac on the guitar. Sam on the drums.
Woo! So Black Pontiac, for those of you who don't know why you wouldn't know, are Vancouver's finest, super energetic, super vigorous, phenomenal, show-stopping. If you've ever seen them live, you'll know exactly what I mean. But yeah, so tell us about how you started out. Was there like a, how did you meet? Did you know each other for forever? Or was there a kind of meet cute moment? How did it go?
Well, Sam and I are brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice.
That's an easy meet.
Yeah,
that's convenient.
Meet cute.
Since day one.
Cute. And then Matt and I met when we were probably like 15 or 14.
Something like that, yeah.
And Avery and I met when...
Yeah, we were on the same grade 8 basketball team.
Yeah, we were like 12 or 13.
Yeah, I was around 2'9".
B team represent. Yeah, we're terrible.
Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't go to the same high school as the three of these guys, but we were all in the same circle of friends. We were never particularly close, but there isn't a whole lot else to do in North Van, so we were like, let's jam or something. I don't know. I sing, you play guitar. And I was like, damn, he's pretty good. So, like, it was the natural conclusion, you know?
When was that?
Kiana asks, when was that?
That would have been, like, 2018.
Yeah.
So fairly recently. Yeah.
Relatively, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, considering the pandemic, I mean, yeah, kind of recently.
Yeah, like, that was like last year in pandemic years.
Yeah. Pandemic is like a leap year. Like we. Just
yeah, we don't. It didn't happen. What?
No.
So it was a pretty natural progression, you'd say.
Definitely. Like, we started playing and writing, and then Sam came downstairs one day and started drumming with us. So that was pretty easy.
So you were doing it without the drums at the initially?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, just kind of playing. I think we were even just doing like with an acoustic guitar and like with two acoustic guitars and singing. And then Sam came downstairs. We went to electric, started playing as a band. Then Avery came along and
I'm not actually in the band. I just show up every time.
I just go by vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know where it comes from, and we don't know where he goes after.
Nobody tells me anything, but I show up anyway. I invite myself.
It's not actually Avery.
He's not
it's
in the group chat, but he shows
unmask
up.
Unmask him. Unmask him.
Who is this mystery man?
Who is he? So who does the writing? Is it all of you, or is it one designated member?
The writing is a collaborative effort between the four of us, mostly. Somebody usually comes to practice with an idea, and then the band jams on it, you know, the instrumentalists, and then I kind of just sit in the corner and write words.
Matt does all the lyrics.
Oh, you do? You do all the lyrics?
Yes.
Okay.
You can't do that poetry stuff.
Like, yeah.
You can never come up with any of that.
I can't even read.
Same.
Yeah, exactly.
Normalize it. Thank you.
Normalize literacy. Normalize illiteracy.
Yes. Thank you.
Normalize dyslexia.
Here, we just normalized illiteracy. Single-handedly in one sitting.
We're a cultural force to be reckoned
with. Yeah, we're putting it on some merch.
Yeah, putting on some merch.
Good idea, write it down.
Pro-illiteracy program.
He can't write it down. That's the thing.
Can you... can't write it down. So, since you're the one who writes the lyrics, what are your thoughts on Zendaya?
What? Oh. My thoughts, I just feel like she could do better. That's all. Somebody's gonna have to step in before I say something I regret live on the air. But I knew as soon as I wrote that line, you know, something just came to me. It was divine inspiration.
And yeah.
At the same time, I also felt like this is gonna haunt me for the rest of my career. But so be it.
Right? No, you're speaking it into existence.
I'm just saying, Tom Holland didn't write a song with Zendaya. No.
I just that is correct.
That's so true. What's he gonna do? Play Spider-Man? Oh. Anyway, here's Pink Eye. Pontiac.
<Let's go. laughs>
So this is the first song we're gonna play by Black Pontiac. Woohoo, no more spoilers. And then pay close attention to the lyrics and you'll understand that whole bit right there. So here is Pink Eye by Black Pontiac.
Yelling bombs away, spinning bomb. Call me Mr. USA. See, I got away with it if I got enough bag. If not, I'm useless like an off-white belt tag. Same method, the new sound is cheap. 44's back and he's tripping off a mescaline. A little weapon that won't be ignored. I got many thieves up and running the soundboard. Cats on tour, they'll get some mouths. I'm on my 18-12 shit. Next up, the White House, cause I'm on the Capitol, the legal tender. Coming up, I got a Lena weekend bender. Something that I provide. Man, I just can't wait to get terrified. DM Zendaya looking for romance. Ask me, please, oh, please, just give me a chance. I'll burn down the sweet town, you know I'm a freak. But everyone in particular was a gas leak. Well, I shot down, riding around. And everybody know we run the whole town. So burn, burn back, got the number man and the band. Number world for me.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
We are back. Welcome to Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. We are joined by Black Pontiac once again. Coming back from last. Yeah, they're still here. They're not going anywhere. And you just
won't
heard
take them anywhere.
Won't take them anywhere. Can't take them anywhere. You heard Pink Eye by Black Pontiac, followed by Verbal Foreplay by Masank, who performed at our Fun Drive finale. So if you were there, thank you. And yeah. So tell us about Pink Eye. Is that your opener for your shows? Because I've noticed that's kind of been at the beginning. Or is there no set order?
We usually open with Soda Pop Rock.
Okay.
That's the one. Or Pop Soda Rock, as Kiana called it earlier. Mm-hmm. But...
one in three chance.
That's the one that really, you know, warms up. Then there's a nice, like, you know, open the pit section, you know, with the build up and the yada yada yada.
Build up.
Yeah. The mosh section, we call it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I'm like in my car, like.
that's the
We're
idea.
We're gonna open up a mosh sesh right now.
Yeah.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
But Pink Eye, I wrote it from, like, you know how, like, when Eminem wants an excuse to be an asshole, he writes his Slim Shady?
Is that your Slim Shady?
It's the similar idea, right? It's just, I'm going to write from the perspective of kind of a jackass. Excuse me. Pardon my language. Yeah, just less, yeah, less, a less pleasant person.
A wee bit
person.
Of a Tim-Tom.
Yeah, exactly, right? Someone who's, like, cooler than myself, you know? But also...
Marshall Mathers era.
I'm in my menace era right now.
Whoa.
Yes. Menace. My supervillain era.
Watch out.
We stole the chorus from this song called Wild Thing. I don't know if you've heard the song.
Yes, we are asking for a lawsuit.
We're just begging them for
please,
a lawsuit. Just
please.
We need the publicity.
Yeah,
we'll pay it. I mean, like...
And then, yeah.
Back to back, shall we actually? You're like, no, I swear it's the exact same riff, I swear.
Please.
Well, we're actually, I don't know how much I can say, but we are gonna play a little bit of a sneaky single.
Unreleased. Soon.
Under the wraps. We'll play it soon, but let's mosh. Let's mosh.
Let's do it, man.
Let's go crazy.
Let's go wild.
Let's. Here is Soda Pop Rock, not Pop Rock Soda or Rock Soda Pop. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Name it whatever you like. So yeah, here is Soda Pop Rock by Black Pontiac. Welcome back. You just heard Soda Pop Rock by Black Pontiac. Best moshing song. Did any of you mosh?
I was going
phone
crazy.
Phone in
here.
If you moshed. Yeah. Comment down below. Yeah, we were talking about crowd surfing to this song as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I had the best crowd surf. Not to that song.
You do a lot of crowd surfing.
I do a lot of crowd surfing in my day. You might say I'm a professional, but there was a good turnout at Goose Hunt the other weekend. And, you know, that November State of Mind extended solo just is the perfect time because I'm just not doing anything then. So, you know, I just looked at the guy in front of me and we both just knew it's time. It's time. And, you know, next thing you know, I'm flying.
I'm ascending. You opened your third eye that night.
Yes.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, Goose Hunt was a little music festival put on by the Blank Vinyl project here at UBC, and Black Pontiac was a headliner, and it was awesome, and we moshed, and Matt crowd surfed, so do look out for their future shows. Speaking of which, you're on tour right now.
Not right now.
It's right now.
This is part of
okay,
the tour.
Okay, time isn't real.
All relative.
Time is a flat circle.
The tour officially, we're leaving Thursday evening, and then the tour officially begins Friday night in Seattle at Substation as part of the, it's some kind of mini festival with like Beverly Crusher, Elvis Batchild. There's a band from Mexico playing called Stunt Driver, who are supposed to be pretty sick.
Supposed to be.
Yeah,
Let's see if they live up to it.
I haven't heard their music, but the organizer said they were sick, and I trust his judgment. And then all the way down the West Coast, you know, hitting Portland, Bend, Reno, San Fran, all the way to San Diego, Tucson, Phoenix, Vegas, Salt Lake City, and back to Vancouver for June 3rd at the Wise Hall. Woo-hoo! The big homecoming finale is going to be amazing. You can get tickets from our website or the link in our bio on Instagram. It's going to be, I'm very excited.
What's the Instagram?
That's at Black Pontiac Music.
Yeah. Make sure to get your tickets, secure them before they go because they will go.
They will go.
They will. I think Kiana had a couple of cues about touring, or did we? I feel like we did. All right, so earlier we alluded to a sneaky unreleased single that I guess we're gonna be talking about and we're gonna be playing. So before I play it, would you like to give a little debrief disclaimer? Just, you know, tell us about the process, and when it will officially be up for grabs.
So the song is called Slow Dance at the Disco. It's, you know, the big, corny pop closer that everybody listens to and sings along to. Like, you know, it's got the, oh, parts, hot off the press. Like we just got the mastering back for it. The label has asked us not to share it, but we're going to share it anyway just because there is no official release date for it, but it's coming out soon. We're very excited about it. Produced by Matt DiPomponio at Echo Plant Studios, the last single off our debut album, From Bad to Worse and Back Again. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. So crazy right now.
So crazy right
so
now.
So crazy right now.
You're hearing it first.
Right here, right now.
Whoa. So I guess this is the release date.
The leak.
Breaking our silence here at Spin Your Ear. So here is Bad to Worse.
Slow Dance at the Disco.
Sorry.
From the album,
Bad to Worse.
Off the album, From Bad to Worse and Back Again.
Yeah, okay. Boom. Here we go.
I Disco ball flashing, what can I say? I don't got a whole lot, but I'll give it to you anyway. I think I'll be fine, long as I can put my hands around your waistline, yeah. Slow dancing in the dark, summer put some Joji on the subwoofers, that shit at the spot. So just sway with me slowly, let her make some love to me slowly, slowly, slowly. Whoa, slow dance at the disco, yeah. Whoa, slow dance at the disco, yeah. Nightcrawler, you've been sleeping through the days, messed up in our own little ways. But we say, I love you anyways. Don't know what that even means, it's just alright to say. Silently, I realize all in the room, we don't get along with them, they all peaked in high school. I'm so far above it all, skin so smooth, let me move with your honey like. Pray to God that I don't mess it up this time. Two step left, right, dogs at a standstill, living up and all night underneath the moonlight. Whoa, slow dance at the disco, yeah.
Welcome back. You just heard Slow Dance at the Disco, super cheeky, unreleased, new single by Black Pontiac. And we had a little bit of a slow dance moment ourselves in the studio right here. Yeah, hope you all had a nice little slow dance to that as well. So we were just talking about tramp stamps and elementary school.
That's not. That was
off air
talk.
So elaborate.
Confidential information.
Everything confidential is just being aired out today.
No, I was gonna ask about your guys' new album.
The new album.
And you guys said you finished it around when? If you guys want to talk about the process, if you want to, if you can, how it came about?
Somebody else speak. Sam, speak.
We recorded it in October of 2020, and then took a break in December, and then finished it in January, and then mixing and mastering, maybe like March or April of 2021, right? I don't remember. I don't recall.
It was all a bit of a rush, you know.
Yeah.
It was just, we just went in, and I don't know. We just got a little weird with it. It's just, well, not in like a freaky kind
of
way.
Ate a lot of Tim Hortons.
Yes. Oh, Sam actually, Sam puked.
I puked on day one.
You sampled it. Yes.
It was really intense.
I'm not gonna name the company, but their farmer's wrap made me puke.
It rhymes with
Tim Hortons.
I only had like two diva fits, which is pretty good. Tensions were running high, but I special shout out to Matt DiPomponio for, you know, defusing a couple nuclear bombs seconds before detonation.
His forehead got like 3 inches bigger during the recording of that album. It's crazy. He was stressed.
Organic steroids.
Were you guys recording I just thought of this question. Whoa. Like the singles you have out now versus the new album, did you guys like record it in like a different, because obviously now that you have singles, like people have heard about you and whatever. So like, did your recording space move? Was it like a little bougier? Was it the same?
Nah, there was a constant amount of bougie for the
entire
recording.
It's bougie is relative.
I'm gonna have that tattooed on my arm.
Bougie is relative.
Yes.
Yeah. And you should spell it wrong. Like the whole thing.
Ethan Rich will be like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa, hold on. What are we doing here?
Whoa. Let's settle this. Ending classism since 2022.
It's like, you know how Rage Against the Machine like is the machine now?
Whoa.
That's deep.
Society is the machine.
Yo, we live in a society, fam.
Anyway. Oh my god. Too much we live in a society discourse. But, alright, so tell us about your influences. We were having a little discussion about your artwork and how, I mean, your album art and all of your posters, your tour posters, and how those fit really well with the music. So tell us a bit about, you know, the art process and who does the art for you. And if you know anything about their process.
So when we were recording our very first EP, which is not the Pony Boy EP, it's something that isn't on streaming services anymore, but it might still be on our Bandcamp, like our very first recordings.
Deep cut.
The deep cuts. I was directed to this guy, Adam Rashid, who does this crazy, surrealist, very vivid, bright, punchy artwork, and I was drawn to it immediately. There was something about that that spoke to me, just in how almost abrasive it was. All these, I would love to see the world through his eyes, or just to know, like take a peek inside of his head to see how that comes to life. I've seen videos of his doodling and how he kind of makes the cover art, and it's very freehand. Like I don't, it's not very planned out at all. Like I usually tell him when I show him the song, and I say, Adam, just kind of, I'm thinking like maybe a color or like purple and green or something, and I just give him free rein, and it's
just
always
goes crazy.
Yeah, and it's always been something we were really happy with.
Yeah, well, it looks great, and you should all go check it out. But yeah, it fits in super well with everything. And so, okay, let's talk about your influences, because that was also something we were talking about earlier, but we didn't quite put on air yet. So you all have different influences, right?
Yeah.
So is there like a kind of middle ground sometimes where you all agree on the same like references? Yeah.
It's
or
sublime.
Sublime.
Sublime. Definitely. Yeah. I think the police.
Yeah, the police.
I would say the police. Like yeah. That first album, Outlandos Demor. I don't know if I'm gonna pronounce it right, but I love that album. We all love it. Can't Stand Losing You was one we talked about a lot. Oh man, I don't know. The Hives.
Yeah, the Hives. Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine. Yeah.
Yeah, Kiana. Kiana was giving us a little segue there. Well, we have a song by the Hives lined up.
Oh, wow.
I know, what a
coincidence. I know.
It's like we read your mind.
It's like we totally ripped off a line from them. Like, completely.
We just knew.
We knew. We always know. We know everything.
Insider knowledge.
Insider. So, yeah, here is Tick, Tick, Boom, cited influence by Black Pontiac by the Hives. Here we go.
Toy Greed.
Could I maybe still
baby, so that you'd see that I got nothing to hide. God only knows how I've tried to forget all the drama. I'm gonna try my best to make you happy before I make a mess, leave in distress, and pass out on your couch again. I could write another stupid little song about starry nights and a broken heart. That never saw you take my own breath away. That's alright with me, baby, 'cause it feels good just to miss you.
Called Red is the Hallucination with their new record One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
Dusty pockets and scars all across his hands. He's a working man. Dior perfume and lipstick stains on his champagne glasses between church and night school classes. He's got the time to by the beach side, bless me, diving into holy water. Skylines in the rearview mirror, I could hold you nearer to me. Heaven's just a breath away, away, away. So baby, let the wind blow back your head. Top down, California type beat. You can leave it all behind, I dare. You, the world's a little crazy. And I know when I say crazy, we both know I mean insane. But I know a blue sky's waiting.
We're back. You just listened to November State of Mind, followed by Island Honey, followed by Tequila Cream, all by Black Pontiac, who are here with us in the studio right now. So tell us about November State of Mind and why you hate it.
No!
Hate's a strong word.
Hate's a strong word, but I do. I'm not a fan. It's not my favorite song. That was off our first, well, not our first EP, but the Pony Boy EP. It was done like 2019. Is that correct? It was recorded 2019. Yeah, it was the first single off that EP.
It was like it was released right before like everything went to.
Our EP release show was like 2 weeks before the pandemic kicked off.
That was.
We started the pandemic.
Black Pontiac
the song
started
was
the.
So bad that it started a pandemic.
No.
Therefore.
It's
November state of mind actually means lockdown in November 2020.
It's a good song. It just didn't necessarily come out the way that we wanted it to.
I think it's a great song.
It's our most popular song on Spotify, so we feel like we have no choice but to play it. We are legally obligated to perform that as the last song on the
set.
Please
release us.
Please.
Stream our other songs.
Stream our other songs, please.
Yeah, stream your other songs. Do you guys have a favorite song that you want to say that you do like?
That is out or just
either
in our discography?
One, if you want to give us a name of a new one that's not out.
I don't know, Mac, what's your favorite song? I like The Streets Are Hot Tonight. That's not out yet. That's not out yet. Like I could send it to you if you want.
Actual teaser.
It's like from that's off the album.
You're like it's not out yet, but we can
play. But we can play it. Like I don't care. Like
I like Troublemaker because it makes me want to dance.
That's another one that's not out yet.
Oh my goodness.
There's a demo of it.
So much edging.
There's a demo of it.
There's a demo of it. We did it live. Like 6 years ago at the Avant Garden live, that sounds awful.
Deep cut.
But it is, I think, on our Bandcamp.
Okay.
Yes. Go stream Troublemaker on their Bandcamp.
Go.
Yes.
Say
it's
it
like,
louder. No. No. Okay.
Very, very, very raw, let's say, quote unquote.
Yeah. Well, let them decide for themselves when they listen to it.
Yes.
Go stream it. Black Pontiac, Bandcamp. Go stream everything. but to close off, I feel a spit in your ear episode cannot be complete without my voice cracking at least like 15 times. So that's very fitting to bring this to a close. Thank you so much for coming. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Woo!
Yo, listen. We need your help. The final show of our tour is going to be June 3rd at the Wise Hall.
June 3rd at the Wise Hall.
Listen, everybody is going to be there. A lot of high-profile names. I won't name anybody, but biggest event of the year. Find it. Like you can find a link to tickets in our website, www.blackpontiac.com. Check us out on Instagram, Black Pontiac Music. You know, we're on Facebook, Twitter. All
Google
the stream,
Plus.
Google Plus,
Google
all
Plus.
The stream.
Are you
we're
on
TikTok.
MySpace?
We are on TikTok. We got some TikToks.
Discord, anyone?
Absolutely. We are getting the Discord. Not on Reddit. I don't do Reddit. That's for nerds.
No
yeah.
4chan. No
nope,
Reddit.
No, I'm not going on 4chan.
That's where all
There's
the
no
deep cuts are.
That's where.
Like,
yeah, where no one will go.
In 2D.
Sam, would you like to close this
would
off?
Would you like to
okay, with what? Be there or be square. June 3rd.
Did you know that square means it's square because you don't get around?
But I'm and now.
Please, no, we can't
end like that.
Sam, say something.
Maybe
say
if you got around to streaming Black Pontiac.
And with that,
oink.
Black Pontiac,
101.9
FM.
Hell yeah!
Thank you! Here is The Emperor, a little close-off by Black Pontiac's, by Black Pontiac from their EP, Pony Boy. Thank you once again.
Good night.
Thank you.
June 3rd, Wise Hall, Black Pontiac. Be there, or be square.